All right, it is time for us to check the forecast. It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. It was a definite Marshall Mile Sunday.
Well, let me put it this way. It was Sunday. We had, it all depended where you were. At my house, I started out in the morning, there was ice, okay? Ice, just plain ice. By the time I got into Salisbury and Lakeville, it was just plain rain. But then on Sunday afternoon, as close to me as Sheffield, they got about 2 inches of snow. Eastern New York, right adjacent to us, got anywhere from a half inch to about 2 inches of snow, except Kingston got no snow. And it was a weird day. So I came in here to work today, Pat, and we have a long ramp that we carpeted so it wouldn't get icy. Well, yesterday, what must have happened, Sharon must have gotten like a dusting of snow where it was like, say, an eighth to a quarter of an inch, and then it rained on top of it. I did not see it when I went to get on the ramp this morning. And I did one of those Laurel and Hardy or Charlie Chaplin things where the feet were moving, going all, and I finally decided if I was going to fall, I wasn't going to do anything to my feet, so I fell on my left shoulder. And I tell you, it's hard to get up when you fall and you hit your left shoulder and you're in severe pain. And the ramp that you're on is ice, glare ice. I want to tell you, what a way to start a Monday.
How do you feel?
I didn't break anything, but I know I definitely got some muscle, bruised muscle up, because I can get my arm up to counter level, and that's it. But I can tell you, you're talking to somebody who is one of the most safe walkers in bad weather that you'll ever see. It's easy 15 years since I fell in the snow. But anyway, so yes, you're right. It was Marshall Miles hate weather.
Yep, and it'll be tenfold better today. Partly sunny but mild, low 50s. Tonight you're in the low to mid 30s, clear. Tomorrow, sun, just some patchy clouds, and even warmer, mid 50s. Wednesday, cloudy, windy, and mild with a chance of rain showers. That's in the afternoon. 55 to 60. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a cold, gusty wind, mid-40s. Black Friday will be sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 45 to 50.
All right. That doesn't sound too bad.
No. Through Saturday, we're okay. The only problem on Thursday will be the cold, gusty winds.
Now, Friday, I'll be set up in Millerton inside. They're going to have a whole day of festival of lights and lots of stuff going on, and we'll be set up right where Saperstein's used to be, and we'll have our 50% off gift certificates so people can do some great holiday shopping and benefit the radio station at the same time. So that Friday looks good for Black Friday.
Not a problem. Thank goodness this front that's coming through Wednesday exhausts most of its wind on Thursday, so that by Friday it's a little breezy, but not terrible.
All right, so Thanksgiving now. Pat, this is where the news media goes crazy and the meteorologists. All I've seen on the internet is stories about how they're grounding the balloons for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But they're written as if it's done already. And you know, they're not going to do it until maybe late afternoon or the evening the day before or that morning, right?
Well, they have the inflation Wednesday night.
Yep.
People are allowed to go down there and watch them actually blow up the balloons. What they're going to do about that is beyond me, and I am so glad that I have nothing to do with this, because you're talking a lot of pressure here. You know, it's very possible that, you know, the wind could be gusting Wednesday into Wednesday night, then die down for a time Thursday morning before picking up again by Thursday afternoon. But who's to say? if that's going to be the case and what the criteria is going to be. So I am glad I do not have that responsibility.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. It just is.
Yeah, I totally agree. So we'll be watching that. I have to tell you that I watched two movies over the weekend that I had to recommend to you. One was, I believe, was called Odd Jim. There's a number of books on it.
Odd Jim.
I think it's called Odd Jim. I'm trying to remember that if it was Odd Jim. What's his name? He's got the power to see the spirits coming before death.
I haven't seen that, so I'll have to.
It's really. I'm just going to Google it. Movie Odd Jim. Let's see. It'll correct me if I'm wrong, I guess. No, The Odd Life of Timothy Green. That's not it. It's not correcting me. It's something like that. But anyhow, that was on, I believe that was Amazon.com or Netflix. I'm not sure. And then I was lucky enough to get Gemini Man with Will Smith, which is in the movies right now. The problem was that it kept freezing. And you would have to wait 6-7 seconds before it would unfreeze, and then it would play for maybe a minute or two and freeze again, only in parts. But the movie was excellent.
Now, where'd you get that from?
Fire Stick.
Okay.
But you know how that is hit or miss there.
Yeah.
You know?
Gemini Man. All right.
With Will Smith. Yeah, really, really, really good movie. Excellent movie. I can't believe I can't remember the other one. They used to call him, I wonder if they called him Oddball or something like that. And from what I understand, there's more than one book out on it. And they took, one of the books and they made a movie out of it. It really, really kept my interest the whole time. But aside from that, watching those two movies, I did work around the house, and our whole plan for going into the city November 30th has been shot down.
Uh-oh.
With the movie. Yeah, we're in trouble. One of the stars, and I use that term loosely, is going to Ohio to the with the family for Thanksgiving. Now, remember, they know this for at least 2 months.
Yeah.
And they're leaving Wednesday, and that means they'd have to come back Friday to be in the city for Saturday. And she was very stressed out about this and wrote and asked if we could change it. I spoke with the director, and he said, you know, she's a problem when she's not stressed as far as remembering lines. He says, could you just imagine if we put the pressure to her and say, sorry, you have to come into the city Saturday. He said, we're not going to get anywhere fast.
Yeah.
So he said, we're better off just rescheduling it. So we're rescheduling it. We're going into the city December 8th, Sunday. And then we have to go back into the city January 4th, Saturday. I have never, ever carried a movie this late into the next year. Never.
Well, speaking of movies there, Pat.
Yes, what did you say?
I found another great on this Disney Channel under the Marvel. There's a series called Mrs. Carter. Agent Carter. Well, Agent Carter was in the original Captain America movie. And so they've carried on now her story after Captain America goes missing. And it's really good.
Really?
So I get my Marvel Captain America fix. And there's two seasons. I'm halfway through the first season. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good, surprising stuff on this streaming Disney Channel. I'm going to tell you. They're going to make $1 billion off this channel. I bet you they start releasing movies at the same time on this channel. As they do. I'm telling you. It's really, it's really
and,
amazing.
And of course, while you were talking, I had to look this up. You know that, right?
Yes.
Odd Thomas.
Odd Thomas. Okay.
That's the name of the movie. Odd Thomas. And it was done in 2014.
Odd Thomas. Okay. I will look into that.
You will like that. So you said Disney. So yeah, the only problem, I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, it's great, but we're not doing any more full-length movies, so that's the end of that.
All right. Well, hey, it's the end of our talk today.
That's the end of our talk, and I'll see you tomorrow morning on A Milder Day.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.